Good morning. Welcome to worship this morning. It's good to see so many visitors. You're always welcome to come back and worship with us again. Just a few quick announcements. If you will notice, there is also an announcement insert within your bulletin to see what all's going on around here for this next week and upcoming events. I do want to highlight a couple of things. One is that for our members, the offering envelopes are available for next year. Today we have them in the entranceway going into the fellowship hall. So as you go in to the meal, if you're going to the meal, you can go ahead and pick up your offering envelopes. And then too, for all of you who did sign up for the Christmas feast, that will begin, I think, at 11 o'clock this morning. And so please don't forget to go over there, otherwise you're going to miss some good food. And one other thing. Next week, next Sunday, we are going Christmas caroling, and everyone is welcome to be a part of that if you would like. If you would like to go caroling, we are meeting at the Fellowship Hall at 3 o'clock next Sunday afternoon. Okay, are there other announcements? Anybody else? If not, then I invite you to rise as we sing our gathering hymn, number 45 out of the Green Hymnal, number 45. Congregation may be seated. During this Advent season, we light our Advent candles. This morning, we light two candles.
Let us pray. O Jesus, Son of Righteousness, rise in our hearts and enlighten us with the brightness of your coming, that we who rejoice in the sure word of your promise may not be put to shame at your coming in glory. Through your mercy, O God, who with the Holy Spirit live and govern all things, now and evermore. Amen. We sing two verses of Light One Candle. It is in the blue hymnal, number 630. 630.
At this time, if you could please silence all cell phones, and we ask that you please stay seated during the performance. We have a camera set up in the balcony to record the program, and we will get copies to share with everyone. So please sit back and enjoy in the moment. Also, if the congregation could follow along in the programs where you can help us during the program to sing your part. Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome you to Christmas According to Luke Pageant. This play is being showcased between the daycare children of the Learning Garden and our youth here at St. Paul Lutheran. We begin the play with Aiden Garcia singing our first song, Circle of Life.
Jesus was Happy birthday, dear Jesus. Let us lift you up. How thankful we are for all of your love. So Jesus was born for a crown of thorns, gave it all up just to save us. Circle of love, halo of light. When Jesus was born on that Christmas night, and oh, what a night that holy night was, when Bethlehem glowed in a circle of love, circle of love.
It was a long journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem. In today's time, that same journey is 1 hour and 51 minutes by car. So imagine two people who've packed up most of their belongings to travel. Imagine a husband and wife trekking across the hot, scorching desert. Imagine, if you will, your wife being so close to birth at the time, if this trip, that was the reality of Joseph and Mary, by who God's will made that long, adorious trip so that they may fulfill the prophecies of our birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. As we sing our second song in the morning, please imagine, people, imagine the journey of Joseph and Mary and how God protected them all the way to Bethlehem. Please sing with us, O Little Town of Bethlehem.
Thank you.
Joseph a pitiful sight. So tired and dirty, they gave me a fright. My rooms are all taken, not one empty bed. There'll not be a room in all Bethlehem, I said. But their eyes told a story of hunger and need. I couldn't avoid them, so I tried a good deed. I cleaned up the stable. Rachel cooked up a meal. We helped all we could. At least that's how I feel. Furby noticed that Mary was expecting, and soon. So we prepared for delivery right under the moon. The child came so quickly, his face seemed alight, as if God has shown his presence so bright. Joseph said softly, "It's Jesus, my friend. God sent him among us to bring to an end fear and hatred, darkness and sin. Instead, God gave light to let God's love in."
In those days, the Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up to the town of Nazareth into Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child.
The manger scene is next. Today, birth takes place in a hospital surrounded by doctors and nurses. Should anything go wrong, trained medical staff is on hand to secure the baby's life. Not so with Mary, who had just given birth to the Son of God. It wasn't a hospital Jesus was born in. It was not a rich palace where our King should have been born. No, it was a humble barn where our Lord was brought into this world. Tell me where to go. My animals were calm, quieter than normal. They often were noisy and never too formal. But on Christmas night, they were strangely in awe at the sight of the babe and all that they saw. It's as if they were aware that God had just hushed them. They had fed and watered and carefully brushed them. They knew, I believe, that God had been able to work a miracle there in that stable.
While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
Mama.
From animals in the manger to angels in the heavens, what a sight to behold. It seemed like all of God's creations, earthly and heavenly, was there to attend the event of mankind's Savior. Please join us in singing Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Angels came to the shepherds. Boy, were they scared. Angels, cried one, will there be any lives spared? Are they here to destroy us? Is our time on earth up? Have we seen our last day? Have we drunk our last cup? But peace on earth and goodwill to all was the angel's sweet song. That was their call. With a light show that dazzled all who did see, the angels hallelujahed and sang out with glee. To Bethlehem, shepherds, we angels directed, to see Jesus Christ, whom God has perfected. Go to worship the Lord and follow his ways, and you'll find Christmas joy for all of your days. Please join us in singing Silent Night.
Oh,
angels living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths, lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests."
After the angels had told their message, the shepherds went to spread the word. We shepherds, I tell you, we're scared and we're stunned. Too much hard work or too much hot sun. That's what we thought. That's how we explained. Perplexed and afraid, we loudly complained. But the angel's song calmed us, and then we believed and we rejoiced when we knew, and we were quite relieved. We went to the stable and worshipped the Lord. Then we left and began to spread the good word.
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another,
Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. So they hurried off and found Joseph and Mary and the baby who was lying in a manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had said to them.
As the shepherds go to spread the word, wise people from distant nations came to pay their tributes to the infant king. As the wise ones are reading the maps, please join in singing We Three Kings.
Thank you. The star that shone brightly led wise persons at night to Bethlehem's stables, to the manger's strange light. They came bearing gifts and worshipped and loved, praising God for God's wonders from heaven above. The wise men were kings, and they knelt on the straw. It was the oddest of things that I ever saw.
If kings from faraway lands can bring him treasure, then maybe you too can worship with pleasure. So worthy of praise, for he brings us God's call. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Come to God for healing from strife. Come unto me, all you who labor, and I'll give you rest forever to savor.
T'was the very first Christmas, and there in the manger, the Christ child was born. It couldn't have been a stranger. Shepherds saw angels, wise men a star. They came to see Jesus, they came from afar. They knew he was special, God's very own son. He came to earth to love everyone. He grew up in time, the Savior, the Lord, to be worshipped each day, to be loved and adored. So now at Christmas, we all take delight in the gifts that God gave us that first Christmas night. In the gifts that we receive and the ones that we give, let us never forget it's in Christ that we live.
Thank you.
I ask that the congregation please rise for the confession of faith. It's printed in your bulletin. In Christ you have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Living together in trust and hope, we confess our faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
You may be seated as we continue with the offering. Thank you. Let us pray. Merciful God, in the mystery of the Word made flesh, you embrace our lives with your grace. In hope and anticipation, we pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Renew us in the covenant of your Son, O Holy One, and revive us by the outpouring of your Spirit, who leads us to wisdom, understanding, and faithfulness in you. Lord, in your mercy, send your Spirit to those who hold power and authority among the nations. Lead them to tend to those who are poor and meek with your righteousness and justice. Lord, in your mercy. By your word and your people, encourage and give heart to those who have lost hope in the face of depression, disease, injury, and death. Give them faith in your promises. Lord, in your mercy. Shape this faith community into a place of welcome and support for all people. Feed and strengthen us by your gifts of grace, that we may share them with others. Lord, in your mercy. You have gathered the saints into your holy and eternal presence. Make us steadfast in the faith until we are all made one in your new creation. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, we entrust to you all for whom we pray, confident that you will fulfill your promises through Christ our Savior and Lord. Amen. And Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. Amen. Our closing hymn is number 71 out of the Green Book.
Thank you.
As you go forth into the world to serve God with gladness, be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor all people. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. As you leave, you are invited to share the peace of the Lord with those around you. Go in peace. Serve the Lord.